today. Oil reserves released. A fire destroys 5 businesses in Longmeadow. It's opening night at Bright Nights, attracting the governor. The musicians of the Springfield Orchestra throw a holiday concert. And Dollar Tree is no longer just a dollar.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Wednesday, November 24, 2021. A scant 24 hours and change remain before the Day of the Bird. With the best of planning and intentions, there will still be frantic running around to get everything in place for the family gatherings, replete with an explosion of food and liquor. It is the American way. Here's the forecast for today. Sunny and chilly, a high between 40 and 44. The winds are light and variable. And for tonight, clear, and a low of 22 to 28 degrees. I wondered how long this would take. A day after AAA reported the average price of gas nudged up to $3.42 per gallon in Massachusetts, President Biden announced plans to release 50 million barrels of oil from strategic reserves and reiterated his support for a probe into possible illegal activity in the oil and gas markets. Under the new White House plans, the Department of Energy plans to eventually return to its Strategic Petroleum Reserve 32 million barrels that will be released over the next several months. Another 18 million barrels represent an acceleration of previously authorized oil sales. AAA reported on Monday that Massachusetts gas prices are $1.35 per gallon higher than 1 year ago when gas was averaging $2.07 a gallon. Estimating crude oil prices account for 50 to 60% of retail gas prices, AAA said that lower oil prices could eventually translate into better gasoline prices for drivers. The fire yesterday that wiped out an entire shopping plaza sent a shockwave through the town of Longmeadow and Western Mass as well. As resident and businessman and friend, Paul Santinello can attest. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well, Brad. Yourself?
Well, it gives me occasion to say to an old friend a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Paul.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, too. Awesome.
Well, obviously, at the top of the news cycle here locally is this horrendous, horrific fire that you've experienced at a plaza in Longmeadow, wiping out at least 5 businesses that we know of. I think everybody has found this to be very shocking.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Armada's and, you know, the key tenant there. I mean, you have the bottle shop. You talk about two businesses whose, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where they have a ton of sales going on, they're gone. And, you know, as members of our family were talking about it this morning, is that, you know, there's a little sadness in our hearts over this because there's so many people that work there. You know, they're not, you know, a lot of them don't have high paying jobs in there, but there's a lot of people who work there who deliver goods and services. You know, both of those, the two main tenants in that building, the bottle shop and Armada's, they were all open. They were open through COVID, you know, providing for the community. And it's kind of sad to see them go out like this. You know, it's sudden, obviously. And, you know, it's sad for the town because they're a key component of this town and provide a great service and convenience to the community.
It's always upsetting when something like this happens anytime, but on the precipice of the holidays, it somehow makes it even worse. It exacerbates it that much more.
Yeah, I mean, these guys got to go home, you know, men and women going home or even, you know, because they were going to work today, not knowing what was going on. And then you go home and then think about you're going to have your Thanksgiving dinner. And I mean, thank God no one was in the buildings that, you know, got hurt or died or anything. So there's a lot to be thankful for. You can replace buildings and you can replace income and things like that. And, but still it's very devastating around the holidays. I mean, not a funny note, but there's someone we knew that was getting their Thanksgiving dinner prepared by Armada's that was supposed to pick it up tonight. So there's all those little things too, you know, where people were having, things that were going to be going on for Thanksgiving that, you know, now got to alter their plans too. So, but I was thinking, you know, we were talking about that again this morning with the family about, you know, the staff that works there about how tough it's going to be with them over the holidays. So it's not tragic in a sense. Thank God no one died, but it's very devastating.
Well, you make an important point. You make an important point, and that is that for a fire that it seemed to be so extraordinary. I mean, these buildings were decimated in less than 3 hours. I guess it broke out after 6 o'clock in the morning. They finally got it under control around nine, or got it out, I guess. But, you know, for no one to have been hurt or injured is really kind of miraculous.
Yeah, it was a violent fire. I mean, if you look at the footage, and I've got children that live, you know, the street behind Armada's, and as they were traveling out this morning to go to work, you know, they were taking videos, and the black plumes of smoke were, I mean, it was startling to see that, you know, even the footage that's been on TV of the flames. I mean, but again, you know, you think about the businesses that were there, and a lot of combustible material in there, you know. So,
sure.
But it isn't. It's not the likes of what we've seen in this town in a long time. So.
Well, I was just making my way to my first mug of coffee this morning, and I got a frantic message from my daughter. She's in Chicopee, but she said, "What's going on in Armada's?" And I thought, "Okay, I'll bite. I don't know what's." And I quickly looked, and I was stunned to see the flames and the smoke, as she pointed out. Now, it's my understanding that the town has mobilized pretty quickly. I'm reading that the town manager, MEMA, all the way up to the governor have an awareness of this. And I think it sounds to me as though everybody is moving to do whatever they can to keep the employees whole through this period.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing that's going to happen. I was fully expecting that this town will mobilize to support the people that are affected by this, because, like I said, during COVID, they were there for us, and I can't see the town turning their back on anybody there, at any point, because it's just a great place to be. And it's a very given town, and I hope that we are able to do stuff like that for them.
Well, my special guest is my friend, and a guy who's been, has his own program in the media, and he's also been very active in Longmeadow town government for quite a period of years. Paul Santinello, very well known. And Paul, thank you for talking with me about this, and God bless everybody involved, and we wish for a speedy recovery, and we hope to see a complete rebuild of that are landmark shops for Longmeadow, and that gives me a chance to wish you again a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Brad. You have a great day.
Today, Mayor Dominic J. Cerno, Pat Sullivan, and others we'll join with Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt, Paul Picnelli, and board members in welcoming Governor Charlie Baker for the opening night of the Bright Night season at Springfield's Forest Park. Now, this will be the first time a Massachusetts governor has made an official visit to the holiday lighting event. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, MOSO, will present a family-friendly performance, Mosso and Friends Holiday Brass Concert. This will be Tuesday, December 14, 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 335 Longmeadow Street, Longmeadow, Mass. Now, according to Stephen Perry, Mosso co-founder and concert organizer, the program will include the Carol of the Bells, traditional holiday songs from Russia and France, holiday music from Hollywood, Springfield, the Hanukkah Suite, and jazz interpretations of traditional holiday songs. The Mosso and Friends Holiday Brass Concert features the Springfield Symphony Orchestra's principal trombonist, Brian Deal, French hornist, Robert Hoyle, and principal tubist, Stephen Perry. They also happen to be members of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra and are joined by their HSO colleagues, trumpeters John Charles Thomas and Scott McIntosh, in this performance. If you'd like tickets for this concert, December 14, they're all general admission and they're $20 for adults, $10 for children of high school age and younger. Now, the tickets have to be purchased in advance. No door sales will be available. Only a limited number of tickets will be sold to permit social distancing. And all ticket holders will be required to wear masks, and all ticket holders over the age of 12 must show proof of vaccination.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash.
The City of Springfield Department of Public Works would like to notify residents that there will be no collection of trash, yard waste, recycling, or bulk from materials on Thursday the 25th, Thanksgiving Day, due to the holiday. Residents normally scheduled for trash, recycling, and yard waste on Thursday the 25th will have their items picked up Saturday, November 27th. The Solid Waste Division reminds residents to place their items on the curb by 6 a.m. Saturday the 27th. Now, in addition to this, due to the large volume of yard waste over the last 2 weeks, DPW solid waste crews are running 1 to 2 days behind with yard waste collection. DPW will continue to pick up and collect yard waste into the middle of December, weather permitting. Additionally, residents can also bring their yard and leaf waste to the Bondi's Island drop-off at no charge during their regular operating hours. That's Monday through Friday, 7:30 in the morning until 3:15 in the afternoon, and Saturday from 7 a.m. to noon. I suppose it was inevitable. Dollar Tree will now permanently sell most of its traditionally $1 priced items for $1.25. The company announced on Tuesday in its third quarter report to investors, after sticking mostly to a single buck since the company opened in 1986. Now, this is a major milestone for the Virginia-based retailer, but one that's been in the works for a while. And while the U.S. has been dealing with high inflation and increasing freight and distribution costs, Dollar Tree says this move is not a reaction to short-term or transitory market conditions, and it had been time to move on from the constraints of the $1 price point. Now, it plans to roll out the $1.25 pricing in more than 2,000 legacy stores in December, with the rest by the end of the first quarter of 2022. Thank you very much for being with us on our program today. We'll dedicate our show to the employees and the residents of the town of Longmeadow, still reeling from a catastrophic fire that basically destroyed an entire shopping plaza. Long-standing businesses such as Armada's and the Bottle Shop and Iron Chef and others are pretty much now out of business, as they were literally burned out. Restaurants in our region are reaching out to try to help and offering support, such as Center Square Grill and others. And we'll hope to see everybody back on their feet again and the rebuilding process get underway as soon as feasible. Well, I'm going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I will be with you tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day for our program, just to say happy holiday. I hope you're with us. That program will go up at 6 a.m. and be available online throughout the day and night. I'm Brad Shepherd. Gobble, gobble. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.